The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, October 25th. Good to have you with us today. We're going to do some trick or treat. Actually, we're going to talk about trick or treat through Missouri history. We've got Joan Stack with us. I think it's Joan Stack that we have here because she looks like a ghost to me today. Welcome.
Oh, it's nice to be here, Paul.
Good to see you. You got to see what Joan looks like. She is dressed up in a Halloween costume as a ghost. Are you a specific ghost?
Yes, I am. I'm the ghost of Eliza Bingham, the wife of George Caleb Bingham, the famous artist.
Oh, okay. Well, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends and watch this segment. So you're the ghost of Eliza Bingham.
That's right.
So this event that is coming up, Trick or Treat Through Missouri History. Tell me about it.
Well, it's at the State Historical Society of Missouri, and we transform the society for one night into a ghostly place where the kids are invited to trick or treat at various stations where they learn a little bit about history. Missouri ghosts, for example, we have a whole station on that. Missouri bones and fossils.
Back up just a little bit. You have a whole segment on Missouri ghosts?
That's right. You know, the ghost of Harry Truman that apparently haunts his home, and even the famous ghost that is over at Stevens College. We have a little bit of information about those ghosts. So we have a station on Missouri ghosts. We also have bones and fossils. We have bats in caves. And in fact, we make a kids' cave for the kids to crawl through. Now, that's not like a real Missouri cave.
Right.
But they can learn about real Missouri caves and explore our kids' cave.
Well, it seems like you've put a lot of effort, really a lot of effort,
yeah,
into this. Now, you piqued my interest with the Missouri ghost.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you know about the Missouri ghost?
Well, I am not the expert on the ghosts, though it's funny. The last year we did this, I was the ghost in the gallery, the ghost of Mrs. Bingham, who shows the visitors to the gallery the artworks of George Caleb Bingham. And one of the kids afterwards said, "Now, how come in your Missouri ghost sections you don't mention the ghost of Mrs. Bingham that haunts the gallery?" And so her mom had to explain that I wasn't a real ghost. But
the kid thought you were a real ghost?
He said I came out of the wall. And I actually had just kind of come out of the darkness and appeared.
Well, you have a lot more talent than you realize.
Yeah, so there is a section on ghosts. I know what some of the ghosts are, but I'm not an expert in them, I'm afraid.
But Harry Truman,
yes,
supposedly
is,
haunts his house.
That's right, and they smell brandy, and you know, there are hints when Harry Truman has been about, when the ghost has been.
And then, of course, the one at Stevens College, isn't
it's supposed to be a Confederate soldier, I think I understand, and then this girl who helped him, and sometimes it's the girl that shows up, sometimes it's the soldier. I'm not totally sure.
And isn't there something on campus, a university?
Well, I've heard in the library there are supposed to be ghosts that haunt the old portions of the library, maybe a librarian.
Yeah. Are you covering that?
I think so, yeah. I think we have a little images related to – there's the ghost light that's down in the area of Oklahoma and the border between Oklahoma and Missouri. That's the strange light that bounces across the road. It seems like it's probably some sort of optical illusion, but you know, people have said
Well, that's what people
ghost.
Always say. Yeah. When they can't understand it, don't understand what causes it, it's an optical illusion.
Yeah.
But there is a ghost light right on the Missouri-Oklahoma border.
And there's a ghost steamboat that travels around the Jefferson City region. So, you know, there's some very interesting stories.
A ghost steamboat?
Yes, a steamboat that's supposedly wrecked in the river, and then the ghost of the steamboat appears.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah.
Well, so this is all being covered.
Yeah, and we want the kids to come dressed in costumes. So this is an opportunity for parents who are looking for something for their kids to do. You know, they get so excited about Halloween. I have three kids as well, and they want to wear those costumes. So we want to invite them to come in their costumes on Tuesday, October 29th at 5:30. Doors will open at 5:30. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. And trick-or-treat. Bring your trick-or-treat bags. We'll be making bags as well. And we'll make, you'll have the opportunity to learn about Missouri pumpkins. We have crafts at each one of the stations. Mm-hmm. So they can, one of the crafts is designing your trick-or-treat bag. We have a pumpkin craft. We have the wonderful crafts at the different stations. So we really, it's a fun time. And in each station, you can get a little bit of candy.
And so there's free candy. It's next Tuesday. And then Halloween is next Thursday. So they can get all in the moods and spirit of it. So you can actually have two Halloweens if you want. Bring the kids out to...
And the stations are not very scary at all. So if you have little kids, you know, some as early as three, if you think your kids can handle it. But, you know, it's mainly aimed at, I guess, school age, kindergarten through maybe fifth grade or that kind of age, the trick-or-treating age. But if your little kid is not going to just run wild, little kids can enjoy it. Now, the ones who can deal with a little bit of scariness can come to the Ghostly Gallery. So that we will have performances of the ghost every 20 minutes or so.
In
the Ghostly Gallery.
So what happens in the Ghostly Gallery?
Well, it's all dark in there, and the ghost comes out with only lit by flashlights and artificial lights and talks about the various paintings. And we focus on the Civil War painting, Order Number 11. So it's a little bit scary. You know, as I said, one kid actually believed I was a real ghost.
Yeah, because you came out through the wall.
Yes. So, so for the little ones, it might be a little scary, but none of this is as scary as some of the other haunted houses that are really aimed at teenagers around. So, if you're looking for something for kids,
this would be
perfect. Will be a fun event.
Okay, so it is Trick or Treat Through Missouri History. So you get a history lesson out of it too.
Yeah,
and you have a lot of fun. It's a good it's a good family event.
That's right. And I want to remind everybody where we are, because not everybody knows. We are the State Historical Society of Missouri. We're located on the MU campus in Ellis Library. Our building is in the east wing of Ellis Library, and we have an entrance on Lowry Mall. And there will be balloons and various things to mark our entrance.
Okay.
So we really want to encourage you to come visit us. It's a free event. It's lots of fun.
Yeah. And maybe the ghost that haunts, it's Ellis Library that's haunted. Maybe the real ghost that haunts Ellis Library will make an appearance at
you never know.
No, you don't. You don't. All right. Well, mark your calendars for next Tuesday, October 29th, 5:30 to 7:30. Can they stay the whole time if they want to?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Joan, Stack, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure having you here. Tomorrow, MU Healthcare and Second Chance. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Aoyong. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to see this program again and see what our ghost looks like, kbia.org. Go to talk shows, then click on Radio Friends. And there she is now. Bye-bye.